Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is the Secret Mum Club. I'm Safina.
And I'm Emma.
And welcome to our
Mother's Day special.
Again, we're still recording at home and it's very awkward.
We're trying to sync up with a delay, all right? We're doing our best. Yeah, we had to do something extra special for this day for all the mums out there.
Because it's our day to relax, celebrate and get pampered.
I love Mother's Day.
Me too. So let's get into it.
So, what do you normally do on Mother's Day?
Look after me mum. So, we tend, it's just, for us, it's more just a family day to celebrate all the women. Yeah. We do lots of things. And that's not just like my mum, me and my sister. That's like the girls as well, like my nieces, Dotsy. So we just have a really lovely family day, a wholesome day to just celebrate. So it is, it kind of, I wouldn't say it's really like a mothery day for us. It's just more of a, just a lovely day where we can just enjoy each other.
It's weird because even though I am obviously a mum now, I still feel like it's more about my mum.
We need to go to my mum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more about my mum than it is about me. Like, I've only had one Mother's Day. No, sorry, that's a lie. Wait. If Joseph's two, how many Mother's Days have I had? Two.
Two?
Yeah.
But it depends when he was born. If it was after March, no, you wouldn't have had one, would you?
I think, so he was born in February. So I think I had like one when he was very little. Yeah. And then I must have had one when he was one.
Yes.
So Stefan will normally do something like get me a nice breakfast or some flowers or a card or whatever. But yeah, I still feel like the intense pressure to
celebrate our mum.
Yeah, to celebrate my mum. And when we were little, it was like, basically, we were expected to get something even when I was like, even when me and my sisters were like small.
Mine was always the Argos catalogue. She loves dolphins. I used to buy her everything dolphin from the Argos catalogue.
Nice. I've got memories of like cycling up to the local village shop on the morning of and being like frantically being like, we need to get a card and some flowers for mum. Because let me tell you, if you'd forgotten it or not got her something, you would feel the wrath.
I feel like my mum appreciates it more, but also the absolute shit, the shit that will run through my body if I was to forget or not be there. My life just wouldn't be worth living, truly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The sheer panic. And that's how I hope to make my children feel in future.
I hope you're fucking kidding.
If you don't celebrate me on this day, when I do everything else for you, the other 364 days of the year.
Stop it.
You've got it coming to you.
I just hope that my two don't ever feel the pressure of Mother's Day, because as much as I have loved celebrating it for my mum and still will celebrate my mum, I just feel like the pressure is getting worse. And I just feel like it's just too much. I don't want them to feel like they've got to travel across the world to have to come and see me to celebrate my day, because why are we just not celebrating all the people we love every day? You know?
That is true, but also I'm not gonna pass up an opportunity for me to be spoiled and celebrated, you know. I'm joking. I'm not gonna make my kids like,
she's not joking.
I'm like joking, not joking. Like, I don't want them to panic, but also like, you better celebrate me, guys.
Celebrate your mother. No, I just think celebrate me every day. You know, yes. I'd like to come home, you know, that odd the odd day of the week, you know, the random day in June, you just bring me some flowers just because you were thinking of me, you know. That to me is so much more special than a commercial day.
I agree with that in principle, but it doesn't happen, does it? Most of the time, mums are just running. Right,
rock the fuck up, sister.
No.
I get me mum flowers all the time, taking her out for lunch, spoiling her. I cherish her. Yeah. Put her up on a pedestal and share a good time.
But what about you? I'm saying, like, most mums are here just, like, getting shit done, running the show, being taken for granted every day. So if there's a day of the year where I can be treated extra special, I'm not going to say no.
I don't know. I feel bloody blessed every day. I feel like I just make my own self fucking happy.
You're a lucky gal.
What more could I want from life when I am who I am? I'm like a gift to myself. No, I'm kidding. That was arrogant.
You're a queen.
Now we are going to hit up a special Mother's Day correspondence corner.
And we asked you if you would like to spread the love today, and loads of you got in touch. So Sarah's been on. She said, my daughter-in-law is doing an amazing job. She's got two kids and two of them are on the autism spectrum. I love her lots. And shout out to the mums out there who have neurodivergent little ones.
Oh, my goodness. That is absolutely adorable, isn't it? There's no better feeling than, like, your love for somebody, is there? Like, that the admiration that you feel in your tummy, like, how I feel about my sister. Like, I just look at her and I'm just, it's such an awe of her. I've been a mum of four children, and the power to the women, I say.
It's nice to hear that appreciation from, like, someone else outside as well. You're like, okay, someone's noticing what I'm doing. I'm doing all right.
You're doing a great job.
All right, I've got another message here. It says, hello, Safina and Emma. I have a Mother's Day message for a very special lady in my life. Whilst I'm lucky enough to have an amazing mum, I was actually raised by my grandma. She raised me from the age of 7 years old, despite her being ready for retirement by that time, after having already raised two sons who are now in their 40s. I could not be more thankful for her. She is truly an incredible woman, and without her, I would not be the person I am today. Happy Mother's Day to not only my mum, but to my second mum, who is my grandma, and the most amazing one at that. P.S. You are both incredible mums, and I wish you all the best for your new babies, Olivia.
Oh, my God, Olivia. What are you trying to do to us? Bloody hell. How adorable.
Bloody Nora. Yes, I think it's nice to shout out, like, all the mums who aren't traditional mums as well, because a lot of people have a different set up in their lives. So whoever your mum figure is, shout out to all the grandmas out there doing the most.
Yeah, I just shout out to the grandmas, the aunties, the incredible women that just... I just feel like being a mum and being around people that have are a mum or a grandparent or an auntie, the camaraderie and the fact that you just up your game, don't you? Everyone just steps in and everyone just pulls together. And I feel like even a woman without children, it's like your intuition as a woman is just to protect a tiny person. And I feel like even people that haven't had children or aren't a mum, just pull together, don't they? And it's just such a wonderful blessing. And I truly love being a woman.
100%. You know what they say? It takes a village. And it really does.
To shave my nipples.
It's a big job. It's a big job.
All women, some women have hairy nipples. And that is celebrated as well. So, yeah.
We celebrate all women on this podcast. Hairy nips or...
Yes, we do.
Hairy nips or no nips?
Pink shits. You know, the whole lot.
All right. This one is from Jojo. She says, I would like to celebrate my mum. She is 84 years old and an amputee. She has brought up eight children too. What a woman. Oh, wow.
What?
Eight kids.
What a woman. That's phenomenal.
Wow.
Isn't that just... What the fuck? Like, in all honesty, like, when they say not all superheroes wear capes, fuck me, weren't they right?
Wow. We eight children.
What?
That's basically like a school's
that's work. A football team. Eight aside.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Wow. Kudos. I salute you. Bloody. That is phenomenal. Happy Mother's Day.
Really puts things into perspective when I'm moaning about having one child.
Eight children. Imagine all the gifts she gets from eight children.
Yeah. I mean, you'd like to think so by now. 84 years old and she's raised 8 children. I hope you are spoiling that woman.
I hope you are spoiling that woman and the grandchildren as well. Can you imagine how many grandchildren?
There must be dozens.
What a wonderful Christmas time in your house. Please, I'd love to join. Tell us more. Please tell us more.
All right, Brody's written in as well. And they say, I would like to celebrate myself for being the best mum I can be day in, day out to my twin girls.
Yes. Aww. Hallelujah, sister. This is what I'm saying is when you say about why are people not celebrating me, I celebrate myself because I'm a fucking great mum. And I love that, Brody. I love that confidence. And you are fucking incredible.
I love that. I don't think we do that enough. I feel like it's like considered like a bit embarrassing or like
arrogant.
Not okay to be like, do you know what? I'm just bloody amazing. But we are.
We are fucking amazing. And in all honesty, and we should talk about it more. We should celebrate ourselves more. And people do say that it's embarrassing and that we shouldn't do it. And why? Why?
Go you.
Go you, Brody. And happy Mother's Day to all the mummies. Honestly, mummies, grandmas, aunties, women, just women in general. Happy bloody day to us.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day. When Jesus washed.
When Jesus washed.
He washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
She taught me how.
She taught me how
to love. All right.
It was sister act.
Yeah. What a scene. What a film.
What a woman, Whoopi Goldberg. We salute you. Those are some incredible messages. So thank you so much for sending them in.
Yeah, and if there's anything you'd like to send us, you can email us hello@secretmumpod.com or we're secretmumpod on TikTok and Instagram.
And we'll be back after this break.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to our Mother's Day special, where we have some more messages.
Now, as well as you sending in some lovely messages for mums everywhere, we also have a couple of messages from our podcast friends.
This is exciting. I'm so excited.
Oh, okay. So actually, before we do go any further,
right.
Where's my present?
Your present? There's not a physical present, but I did write you a poem.
Oh, a poem?
A poem.
Oh, yes. Arthur. Is it a nice one?
It's really nice. Is it? It is. It is really nice.
I'm a bit nervous now.
No, dear mother, today is all about you.
Oh, God.
Not fathers, not brothers, just the baby carrying crew.
Ooh. Oh.
I'm so glad to have a mother so dear, so cool, and always serving ear. Ear, of course, is a replacement for C-U-N-T. But it's not a bad thing. It just means you're slaying, bestie. I love you, mum. There is no mum finer. I'm so honoured to have come out of your vagina.
Oh! Thank you, Arthur. I think.
My pleasure.
I do hope there's a proper present at some point.
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course. Of course. Yes.
She tried to keep a straight face. I've never been prouder to come out of your vagina. It was the fact that he just had such a straight face, and she was trying so hard not to laugh, wasn't she?
Lisa was trying so hard not to laugh, but I actually think she loved that. Do you know what? In 20 years' time, if Joseph delivered me that kind of poem, I'd be thrilled.
I would be over the moon if the children bought that to me. I'd just be like, what? Yes, I've done my job right here, guys. I've literally slayed. Yeah. Slayed besties.
Yeah, proud.
Oh, well, happy Mother's Day to you, Lisa, and thank you, Arthur. That tickled me too much.
Hello, Secret Mum Club. Jack P. Shepherd here from On The Sofa podcast. It's Mother's Day. And yes, what I'll be getting my mother for Mother's Day this year will be a card. That's the easy one, isn't it? Do a card. And then it's always something a little extra. And I know she's got a sweet tooth. She likes puddings. So I'll probably get her a bit of carrot cake. a loaf of bread. She likes that. There's this posh baker's up the road. So I'll take her a loaf of bread from there and a card and some chocolate or something. But yeah, all mums out there, enjoy that one special day.
Oh. With a loaf of bread.
A loaf of bread. Not going to lie, I'd be slightly disappointed.
What? I just have no idea. No idea. No words for the loaf of bread. I'd be like, practical.
The cake, though. Honestly, I'll take the carrot cake, 100%. Be happy with that.
You're coming at me with a vagina poem and a loaf of bread. Fucking hell. We are winning right now. We are winning at life.
Do you reckon Jack was talking about his actual mum or about Gail Platt? Because he wants David.
I didn't want to say that, but I was like, is he talking about Gail? I wonder what he's got Gail.
It's one of David Platt from Corinth.
I didn't really get a heart attack when I saw him. You know when you panic, like, oh, God, a celebrity. How's Gail? Does she like some carrot cake? I don't know. Oh, gosh.
Hello, Secret Mum Club. This is Colson Smith from the On The Sofa podcast and from Coronation Street. And I am currently in the Celebrity Big Brother house. Hopefully I'm still there. Hopefully I've not been evicted yet. Because that would make my mum very unhappy if I had. But the one thing about being in the Big Brother house right now means that I am missing Mother's Day. So I have the opportunity here to say something to my mum. And I also can tell you that I got that organised for Mother's Day. I did it in February. I bought my present, I bought my card, and I'm making sure that it will all be delivered to my mum's house on Mother's Day. Because mums are one of a kind, they can't be replaced. And I'm lucky enough to have the best mum in the world. So thank you, mum. I appreciate everything you do for me. And I'm sorry I can't be there, but I hope you got your card.
Oh, bless.
I bet no doubt he's sitting there so proud in there. Bless his heart.
Well, so that was a little exclusive that he's in the Big Brother house. Yeah. So your mum wouldn't be happy with that excuse if you were like, mum, I'm going to miss Mother's Day because I'm in Big Brother. No.
She'd be fucking livid. She'd be like, get out, get here for the day, and then I'll take you back. Well, no, I can't. I've had too much Prosecco. I'll get your dad to drive you back. She'd be fucking off her tits. She'd be so mad.
Yes.
So mad.
But fair play to him for getting it all sorted out in February. I think points for that.
Yes. Kudos to him. What an incredible, what a lovely, lovely chap. And I wish him all the best in the house.
Hi, I'm Danny Beard from the Gossip Gaze podcast. And this Mother's Day, I want to send a message to the mother of all mothers, the mother of music, Beyonce.
Yeah!
I just want to say, Beyonce, if you're listening to this, I love you. I have you to thank for so much. So much. Thank you for Texas Hold'em. Thank you for Renaissance. Thank you for Single Ladies. It was a moment. But most of all, just thank you for being alive.
Oh!
Danny makes a good point there. It doesn't have to just be about your mum. It can be about any mum. And Beyoncé is a fantastic example of that.
He is a fantastic example of that. I love how emotional he was, like how into that he was. It, generally, I was fully invested. He obviously loves Beyoncé, doesn't he? But who doesn't, you know? Right, before we wrap up this special episode, I've got a little Mother's Day gift for you, Emma.
Oh, for me?
For you, my darling. And you can open it and share it with the team.
All right.
The team being all of us in the Mum Club together.
This is a mystery envelope I had through the post yesterday.
Sorry about headphone users. Russell is here.
Is this some good ASMR?
No.
No?
Not the...
No.
It's like a horse eating a cat.
Okay, what is this? What is this? What is this? Little bits of a lot of card. Oh no, is this a make your own family foot and hand print thing?
Because I wanted you to do it with baby when baby arrives. Oh, you do the little prints and then they send you like the picture, but you have all your little handies. Oh, and I just thought it was really lovely to do. Wanted to do something that was about you, to celebrate you and your little people as being the wonderful mum that we know you as. And I'm super excited for you. And I just think it's a lovely gift that you can do to include Joseph.
This is so cute.
And the baby.
We can do the little one as well. So you put your hand on the ink and then you print it on the paper and then you send it off and it gets made into like a piece.
You send it all off and then they make it all the picture for you and then they send it back. You can pick like your colours and stuff like that as well.
Oh my gosh, that is so adorable. How cute is that going to be with Joseph's squidgy, chubby little toddler hand and his little squidgy foot?
And then the little baby's hand too.
The tiny one.
Oh. Can't, my heart melts, because Mother's Day for us is and as I said in this episode, it's a family celebration in our house, and we wanted to give you a gift that celebrates not only you but your little family too, because your family is what you make it. And I truly believe you're the peak of the top, aren't you?
I'm the queen of the castle. Yes, that's right.
You are.
That's correct. Yeah. Also, I love that. Thank you so much. That's going to be so cute. Well,
I'm so excited to see it.
I've actually got a little something for you as well.
Have you?
If you'd like to summon your fiancé.
Oh, I was going to say my boyfriend. He's not my boyfriend, he's my fiancé. Chrissy, I believe you have a gift for me.
So this is only one part of it. It's actually in two parts.
Oh, Emma, they're beautiful.
Some lovely flowers, just a little something for the day, because the other part of your present is still waiting to be delivered because it had to get made. So it's going to take a little bit longer. But there is something else coming.
Oh, they are so... Look how beautiful they are.
Gorgeous.
Oh, they're gorgeous. Oh, and to go in my new kitchen as well. Hello.
Perfect.
Oh,
and we've got
Emma, they're so stunning.
We should have a picture of the second half of the present, which is on its way.
Oh my gosh.
And it's a little...
Oh, it's a little picture with the welly boots.
Piece of artwork about your whole family. Obviously, there are going to be five pairs of welly boots on there. You, Chris, Colby, Dottie, baby.
Baby, you nearly said babies. You're as bad as me for saying the baby's
name. Do you know
what?
I almost wish I didn't have the knowledge, because it just nearly rolled off my tongue then, and I nearly ruined the whole thing.
I don't know how Dottie's kept it a secret for so long, to be honest. I don't know how I haven't blurted it out. Oh, it's really beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
How funny. We both went with similar.
I know.
Similar.
It's because our families are about to be completed, and how lovely to commemorate that, you know?
Yes, couldn't agree more. But thank you so much. That's so insanely beautiful. And I have to show you it when it comes.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll have to.
You're welcome.
The episode. We hope you're having the best Mother's Day.
And we want to say a massive thank you to all the mums out there.
Yes, ladies, you're all smashing it.
Drop us an email, hello@secretmumpod.com, or we're Secret Mum Pod on TikTok and Instagram.
And we'll see you next time on the...
Secret Mum Club.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.